So I was talking about it a little bit in the first segment of the program about how Georgia has just absolutely blown Texas out of the water, and Texans don't care because, well, Texans care. I care. People that I know here in Texas care. Texas politicians? No. No caring. They don't care. Because Governor Abbott has decided that he's going to take this thing nice and slowly with his strike force, right? His strike force. He's going to bring in a group of people led by Lieutenant Dan Patrick. I'm sorry, Lieutenant Governor Dan Patrick, who has got to be, with his haircut, one of the dumbest people alive. Just listening to the man. Every time he goes on Fox or any of these other places, anytime he speaks, it's just one of the moments you got to put your head in your hand and go, this man is an absolute embarrassment. But it's going to include him and other business professionals. Hey, Greg, why didn't you do this at the beginning of the month, my man? Why didn't you, on April 1st, when we were in lockdown, why didn't you put your little strike force together? Oh, because you wouldn't have been able to promote them and yourself. This whole thing being done by Abbott is political posturing. Texans are unemployed. Texans are in food lines. Texans are watching the economy of Texas, which Greg Abbott ran around and said, Texas has the greatest economy in the world, and we're just bringing all these jobs here from California and all these other places. Thank you for oversaturating the state of Texas, Greg. Thank you for doing that. Thank you for overloading the state. Thank you for pushing up housing. Thank you for doing all of that. And when we need you to actually help us get back in, to actually lead the way, what do you do? Oh, I'm putting together a little strike force. And we're going to roll out these things every couple weeks. We're going to do a couple things this week, and then we're going to reconvene on the 27th. Hey, people can't wait till the 22nd, 27th, you dummy. People need to work now. But he's setting himself up for 2024. State of Georgia, everybody go back to work. State of Tennessee, everybody go back to work. I even think the state of Florida, go back to work. Hell, Bill de Blasio is talking about opening up New York City again. But then again, de Blasio is an idiot. We already all know that. And I want you to hear what the governor of Georgia said when people are pushing. Oh, what about people are going to die? What about people are going to die, people? And given the brown shirt Corona hoax talking points, this is what the governor of Georgia had to say.
I know you're basing your decisions on medical science and data and the best advice you can get medically and economically, but if you could share with us your thought process and how this is weighing on you, this could be one of the most important decisions you will ever make in your personal or political life, because so much depends on getting it right. Opening, reopening too soon, you can imagine the potential consequences of that. What goes through your mind when you think of that?
Well, I can tell you, I don't give a damn about politics right now. We're talking about somebody that has put their whole life into building a business that has people that they love and work with every single day, working in many of these places, that are at home, going broke, worried about whether they can feed their children, make the mortgage payment. You know, these are tough decisions, no doubt. And I've had to make many of them. And I can promise you I will have to make more of them. But we also got to think about the effects on our economy and on these individuals from a mental health perspective, from a physical health perspective, and literally for people being able to put food on their tables. And I believe that this measured approach has got us to the time to trust our people.
There you go. That's what Texans wanted to hear. Not a 45-minute rambling bunch of nonsense.
Oh, well, the Texans and this and the Texans and that, and I want to break the Texans.
Shut up and get us back to work. That's what people want to hear. They want to hear their governor say, I don't give a damn about any of this right now. People need to put food on their tables. Not me in my state, in the great state of Texas. And I'm not saying that to Texas is a great state, but the way these politicians use that phrase, a great state of Texas, while Governor Abbott was stuffing this state full of libs. Oh, come to Texas and come work here. We got Apple. We got Toyota. We got all these other places. Blah, blah, blah. Stuff in Austin, raising the price of living there, forcing everybody who actually lived there before to go somewhere else. Stuff in Dallas so that idiot Judge Jenkins, can run around like a little mob dictator that he is, shutting down businesses. Great. Stuff that place up. Great, stuff the city of Fort Worth up so Betsy Price can continue, because she's a Republican, to authorize abortions. She's getting sued by pro-life doctors and dentists in the city of Fort Worth because she's still allowing abortions to go on. Well, great state of Texas, with a great economy, blah, blah, blah. National news, the food lines in San Antonio. The record unemployment. Texas is taking a beating with the unemployment. I believe last time I checked was 7% of the unemployment rate comes out of Texas. And what is our moronic, selfish, egotistical, narcissistic governor doing? He's stretching it out for his own damn good. Other governors, go back to work. We'll figure it out. We'll phase it in. We'll do some stuff here and there. Get restaurants open. Get it. Not Governor Abbott. Governor Abbott's going to do some stuff. We're going to have retail pickup on the curb. Oh, thank heavens. You know, they do that at Best Buy already, you friggin' moron. Nope. You want to talk about Mark Crescens, formerly of the Mark Crescens Show, when he was leaving the state of Maryland. He could have gone anywhere. Do you know why he didn't pick the great state of Texas? Because he told you. Texas politics is terrible. And he is right. Look at what's going on in my state. Texas leads the way. Pumping up his own ego for weeks. And then all he did was just follow what President Trump did. Because it's all about image with Greg Abbott. He's not a, you know, don't trend on me, Texan. Hell, I would rather have Rick Perry at this point. I think Rick Perry would be a little bit better at opening up the state. Because I think Rick Perry would be too stupid to realize what's good and what's not. Not Abbott. Everything is crafted. Everything is perfectly set up and opportune and make everything look good for his 2024 run at the presidency. That's what this is about. We have to now suffer in this state. Property taxes are going to start shooting through the roof. Doesn't matter, Greg Abbott. Greg Abbott's living in the governor's mansion. But he's got his flags. Don't trend on me. Let's keep Texas red. You're not going to keep Texas red by doing it this way, Holmes. Ain't going to work. I'm sorry if I had to duck out of the chat room. Being in a smaller town in the middle of the day with everybody streaming everything, I got to close a bunch of stuff because it's soaking. There's just not enough bandwidth in my town to keep all this stuff open. So I'm not hiding from you guys in the chat room. I just can't have enough stuff up. 844-527-8723, crusadechannel.com/chat. Jump in there. Let them know what you're up to. But it absolutely, I mean, am I living in the state of Rhode Island? Because this is exactly the same kind of response Governor Raimondo would do. You know, why the hell don't I live in South Dakota, where the governor's like, blank all you people. I'm not shutting down anything. Get some Pedialyte and some crackers if you're sick. Not my state. My state, which bragged about having one of the best economies, has watched it get burned to the ground. And we're going to set up a strike force. We're going to set up a strike force that's going to target how these things. Here's how you target it, Greggy. You open up the friggin' state. And you know what? I guarantee you, if they did an antibody test here in Dallas and in Fort Worth. If they did an antibody test here, you would find the numbers are very similar to what's going on in Los Angeles and what's going on in Boston. And this is not even a racist comment. Dallas and Fort Worth have a very high Asian population. Very high. It's one of the, you would not know about it. You wouldn't think about being in Texas with the cowboy hats. Woo-hoo! No. DFW, huge Asian American population. A lot of them go to the colleges around there. And it's not bad. The good people, they have, you know, there's no problem in their communities. They're perfect. They're great citizens that we have there.